What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. And before we get back to the British election and Brexit, we're going to take a couple of phone calls, starting with Steve Elkins. Aloha, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think I heard the Democrats talking about they'd like to sit down and talk or interview or interrogate, I guess, Rod Rosenstein. And understanding he's a Republican, not necessarily a Republican. He's probably a rhino, Republican in name only. What do you think they may get out of him that they could use against Donald Trump? What do you think, what's going on there?
Well, at this point, it's a fishing expedition to no point, because unless they're able to find something really major, they can't amend the impeachment articles that have already been sent to the House. But, you know, there's already talk about it. We're just going to keep on finding reasons to launch more articles of impeachment. And, of course, while the House is thrashing around with us, while the Democrats are making all this ruckus, they're not actually getting any real work done. Our roads continue to break apart like pie crusts. Our bridges are corroding. Our dams, many of them are already declared as likely to collapse in the very, very near future. Nothing's being done about it. You know, the entire focus is on war spending and getting Trump. And that, to me, is not a functional government.
Yeah, whatever happened with these confidentiality agreements they sign, can that ever be pulled to say, wait a minute here, you've signed a document to, you know, stating that you'll keep, I mean, does it not apply to a criminal act or anything like, does it not apply to this at all? Is there nothing to hold that contract solid, the confidentiality agreements that these people sign in government?
It depends on how it's written. Of course, and I've, in the course of my business over the years, I've had to sign confidentiality agreements, some of which were written to just be total giveaways, you know, to the company that was trying to hire me, and we had to go through a couple of rounds of like saying, I can't do this one. Okay, this is actually technically illegal. But the thing is, you reach a point where if there is a criminal activity involved and you're dealing with a lawful subpoena issued by the court, yes, that supersedes the confidentiality agreement. You may be opened up to a civil lawsuit, but your only defense is going to be to go before the court and say, I had to respond to this lawfully issued subpoena. And therefore, the confidentiality agreement should be null and void. And the outcome of that is all going to depend on who you get as a judge.
Okay, that's it. Hey, thanks, Mike. Appreciate it. Have a great weekend.
All right, thanks an awful lot here. And let's switch over to Kelly in Austin. Aloha, Kelly. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, I want to talk a little bit about Brexit, the election yesterday. Okay. This thing turned out just about like I wanted. Actually turned out better than I expected, but I'm so pleased with this. I really couldn't really ask for anything better. Britain is going to set itself free from the yoke of the EU, and the British people are going to find out that they should never have been part of the European Union. Now this morning, I was messing around on Gab, which is, I got off of Facebook a couple of years ago and opened an account on Gab, and it's interesting to see how some people were trying to spin this. One person wrote that the vote in Britain was a repudiation of anti-Semitism. And I wrote back to tell them, you better rethink that, because the Jews have been behind the flooding of Europe and Britain by Muslims and by Northern Africans and Sub-Saharan Africans. And if you want proof of that, you look no further than the comments of British Jewish politicians have made, plus that hideous Barbara Spector sitting up there in Sweden, who has said that Britain or England, Europe will no longer be white, in essence. So while some people are trying to spin this as a good take on anti-Semitism, No, it really isn't, because I think a lot of British people are really sick and tired of the meddling of Zionists in the affairs of Great Britain.
I think at the last couple of weeks going before the election, that both sides, Labour and Tories, were out there trying to basically drive the voters with what could be described fringe issues. But what it really all came down to was the British voters were very, very angry that they had voted to leave the EU all those years ago, and it just hadn't happened. And they were tired of all these members of parliament who were taking on this attitude about, forget what you want, we know what's best for the nation, you're just going to have to trust us. And yesterday's election was, no, we don't, and we don't, and we're not going to, and you are out.
Yes, they voted to leave the EU before we voted Donald Trump in as president. That was more than 3 years ago. So there's no reason, there's no excuse for the politicians in Britain to have dragged this thing out as long as they have. What they did was unconscionable. They were ignoring the vote of the people who said, we want to leave the EU. And the longer that went on, the more the anger festered. And it should be no surprise to anyone that it was expressed yesterday in the votes that were cast. Now, there's a minority of angry liberals who are storming around England, who are storming around London right now, who are going to protest the vote. But what is their basis for protesting? It was a democratically held vote. They were vastly outnumbered. What do they want? Somebody to overturn the vote because they don't like it?
Well, I mean, look how the liberal snowflakes behaved when Hillary lost in 2016. That's exactly how they behaved. They wanted the rules changed retroactively so that the election was a popular vote without the Electoral College. They went out and they rioted. They trashed cities that had actually voted for Hillary. It was completely mind-bendingly out of control. And, yeah, that's exactly the way the liberals like to think.
Yeah, I'm going to make one other prediction here. I think right now that Macron and Merkel are looking over their shoulders because that vote, I think, just had them surprised. I don't think that they thought that the vote would go the way that it did. And I'm going to predict that from this point on, you're going to see the Gilets jaunes in Paris, that their riots escalate. Because the message that they were sent from Britain is that you don't have to put up with this nonsense. They're tired of Macron and his elitist attitude, and I think that the Gilets jaunes are going to say we've had enough. You leave.
Yes,
his life in politics may not be very long, and Merkel is the same. Those two hideous characters just got to be thrown out of politics in Western Europe because those two people, with respect to Western Europe, exclusive of Great Britain, are largely responsible for what has happened in Europe over the last 4 or 5 years with the flooding of Europe by migrants from the Middle East, from North Africa, from Sub-Saharan Africa. They have got to go. And I think yesterday was a clear signal that their days in office are numbered.
I would say so. I think, first of all, I can't see the EU as a whole holding together with Britain now getting ready to leave. And Boris Johnson is saying could happen in as short a time as a month. He's got the votes in Parliament to drive this thing through, and what's going to happen is Germany's going to all of a sudden realize that they are carrying the sole financial burden of supporting the entire EU. Now,
that's what I told you yesterday. Germany can't shoulder that burden. And look, there are a lot of Germans who don't like the EU. So there's going to be a lot of pressure on Germany to walk out of that. I think Italy's out the door too. I think the next two out the door are Italy and Germany, and France may hold on as long as Macron can hold on to his seat up there, but that can't be very long either. That's not more than a couple of years at most. Anyway, this
well,
is very
I think
good
Italy,
news.
Yeah,
Europe
it's
can go
very,
back
very
to
good
Europe,
news.
I
think it's high time that happened, and definitely need to close those borders again, take Europe back to being Europe instead of, you know, trying to turn the entire planet into a giant melting pot. Because
Absolutely.
It makes for good political speeches, but it's never really worked out. Even in the heyday of mass immigration into the United States, when Ellis Island and the Statue of Liberty were really open for business, the immigrants still tended to cluster with their own kind, which is, even today, we still see it. You know, in large cities, there'll be a section that's dubbed Chinatown and Little Italy and so forth mm-hmm. and so on. And they're great places to go because you can enjoy the culture and the food, okay? Mm-hmm. But people, by their nature, human beings don't tend to blend a lot.
No, they don't. My German ancestors clustered together. In fact, in Texas, there were German-speaking communities well into the 20th century.
There's a lot of German influence around this part of Indiana. A lot of German names, a lot of German food. We've got a nearby monastery that brews beer. And again, because we're still unpacking and getting out of the boxes here, haven't really had a chance to get out there and start seeing some of the local culture. But it's very clearly there's a huge German influence in this part of Indiana.
Oh, there's a massive German influence across the Midwest on down into Texas and even in Louisiana, where I grew up in Louisiana. There were German-speaking communities around Crowley in the rice-growing region. They published their own newspapers in German up until about the 1950s or 60s, the weekly newspapers. So they held on to it. They held on to their heritage. In fact, in Texas, in central Texas, in cities like New Braunfels and in Johnson City, they conducted business in German. Well on into the century. It wasn't really until after World War One and World War Two that they began to drift away from that. But I can tell you for a fact that the German communities here in Texas held together very tightly. They were very resistant to entering World War One. They felt like they were pushed into it, and I think they were even reluctant to get involved in World War Two. But yeah, you know, they did hold together, and in the last 50, 60 years, that cohesiveness has disappeared throughout the European style cultures. And I hate to see that because those cultures will be sorely missed down the road. In Louisiana, where I grew up, the people spoke French. I grew up hearing French. I speak French. I speak German. I went to school with people who spoke French before they spoke English. That culture is being maintained. They're holding on to it as long as they can, but it's dying out. And I just hate to see it go. Anyway, good show again today, Mike. I'm going to enjoy hearing the rest of everything.
All right, well, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. We're going to do a quick shout-out to our on-air affiliates who have rejoined our network. And we're going to go back to the phones to Al in Canada. Aloha, Al. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. You're a last caller. Very interesting fellow. I'm German and French as well. Germans mm-hmm. are everywhere. Almost every single millwright I've ever met in my life was German. It's amazing. And I know it doesn't make sense, but it's actually true. So getting back to the EU, they have an annual budget of 129 billion euros. it's probably a little more now. This is a few years old. But anyway, 1 euro is $1.11 U.S.
Yes.
And like 10 years ago, it was like $1.44. Right? It just goes to show you how much they've inflated their currency. So the UK, it just so happens they give the EU about around 20 euros a year, but they get back like around 10 or 11. So what makes more sense to me is, well, cut out all those people that touch all that cash and just give them 10 and that's it. You know what I mean? It's like,
yes.
The more people that touch your food supply, the more likely you're going to get sick or die or something, you know, all the salmonella and all this jazz going around. Things need to be simple. It works best when it's simple. I think there's a phrase somewhere there,
and,
Mike.
No, complexity, well, you know, KISS, keep it simple, stupid. But complexity creates jobs, and a lot, you know, a lot of these people who handle food pass it on to the next handler. Yes, it does increase the possibility that there's going to be contamination somehow, but on the other hand, it creates employment that keeps the unions happy, that keeps the politicians happy, and
yes.
it's called feather bedding, and every industry has it. And it's creating jobs out of
nothing.
Yeah, it really, really does.
You know, I've seen Mike, literally food like a vegetable, a vine vegetable, go from point A to point B to right back to point A again into the supermarkets. You know, like, as far as 4-hour drive by transport truck, and they throw away the packaging that this product came in. They peel off the stickers. They sort out, by that point, you know, some of maybe have gone bad or the stem's missing. Let's say it's on a pepper or something. But anyway, they'll regrade it all. They'll put it in a box. And then it gets shipped back out to, like, you know, like some supermarket somewhere, you know, at point A. And they call that job creation. Doesn't that fly in the face of trying to, like, stop the CO2 thing? That's what no one ever talks about.
No, nobody ever talks about it. And, and again, we see it in every industry. Go to the hardware store and buy, like, a ladder, and then look at all the stickers all over it about, you know, how to properly use a ladder.
Yep.
Which, at least in my generation, that's something you sort of grew up already knowing. But,
sense.
You know, mandating these stickers be there creates jobs out of nowhere because somebody somewhere is printing up the stickers, and somebody in the chain of supply is attaching those stickers to the required area of the product. And that's why we have so many stickers all over things that we buy now, because each one represents a job created out of thin air.
It's absolutely true. So it begs the question, why are we doing this madness? And it comes back to always one thing, Mike, and you know what the answer is. Cash.
Yes.
It's always the same thing. Cash, that love of that cash. We got to get past that. You know, and I'm sorry, but, you know, it's not going to happen in my grandchild's lifetime, the way I see it. We're so narcissistic, it's insane. We're going to be extincting ourselves from this planet if we keep going the way we're going. And it's not because of CO2.
No, it isn't. It's quite likely to be radioactive fallout here. I'm watching the Fox News feed. All right, thank you. And even they are commenting on the fact that liberals in this country were taken aback by the conservative landslide in the British election. And this may spook even more of the Democratic liberal representatives to not vote in favor of impeachment. And right now, Nancy Pelosi is perilously close to not having enough votes to carry the motion. So this is still exciting to watch. Okay, we're going to take a commercial break. We have another caller waiting on the line when we get back from these few words.
Thank you. When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And boy, I do hate being right all the time. Fox News is running this little headline about how Hillary Clinton looms over the 2020 Democratic field. And what has got them talking in this kind of perspective is that somebody has made a documentary about Hillary Clinton, which is about to debut at the Sundance Film Festival. I'm sorry, the timing is just a little too cute. So, yeah, she's getting ready to step in. She's kind of hoping that Trump will be out of her way. But again, I'm sure her advisors are looking at what just happened in Great Britain and saying, you know, this could be the beginning of a conservative, you know, backlash around the entire globe. All right, we're going to go back to the phones here. Tom in Florida. Aloha, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, aloha, Michael. Good day to you. Yeah, Michael, your last 2 calls were very good calls. Yeah, and I just want to say to Mercedes, they even had it, the engineer said, Motor Trend, the best car ever built was Mercedes-Benz. And let's not forget that. And let's also remember Elvis Presley was German-American. But listen, what I wanted to talk about, yeah, first let's talk about this bumbling idiot Biden. He even came out today saying that Pocahontas and Bernie are way too far left. And if he looked at the British results, now he's like saying, I'm the only centrist. This guy's a centrist, my butt. This guy, Biden, this imbecile. I mean, is this what all the Democrats could throw at a guy like Biden? His teeth are falling out, his dentures, the guy's 78 years old. He looks like the one caller said, he's going to be in a nursing home. I think he's going to be in a horizontal box pretty soon, it looks like. I mean, this guy's a kook job. His son's a criminal. Biden's a criminal. But, you know, Michael, I want to ask you, you know what I found out today, and I got some really interesting news to let you in on. You know, when Sotero Obama in 2007 was running for president with Hillary, did you know, not against Hillary in 2007, but you remember, you know what I found out about Obama other than Frank Marshall Davis? Did you know he was actually reading Rules for Radicals by Saul Alinsky?
Yes.
And he followed that book to the T. Barry Sotero followed that book to the T. And literally, you know who he got the book from, Michael?
Hillary.
Hillary. He got it from Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton is the one that turned Obama on for Rules of Radicals. And he also knew that guy, the bomber. Who was the bomber that Obama was real good friends with? They were talking about that today.
You mean the Unabomber?
Oh. No, the ones who was back in the 60s was a terrorist bomber. And they let him off. Not Rush. Who was the other guy? The Jewish guy that was the bomber. He lived in Illinois. He lived in Illinois. He lived in Chicago.
I'm drawing a blank here.
Yeah, well, anyway, Obama and him were real buddy-buddy, if you remember, when he was a community organizer. You have here, this guy was just a community organizer, now he's buying a $17 million property. And that's just one of his properties. Think about it, a community organizer
yes.
who hoodwinked the whole country. And, you know, and I still have to bring this up to you all the time when I can. This guy is in a picture with Louis Farrakhan, and the Jew still went and voted 85% for Obama, both elections. Okay, and he's following the rules for radicals. And, you know, Michael, you know, you're talking about Ukraine earlier. Do you realize it was Bill Clinton? Bill Clinton, you know, did you know that Ukraine had all the nuclear warheads in USSR? They were mainly the main hub for all the nuclear weaponry?
Yes.
Ukraine was where actually they stored most of the warheads for the USSR. And it was Bill Clinton who told Ukraine to back down and let the Russians take the weapons out of there. And we'll take care of you. We'll defend you. Bill Clinton was basically telling the Ukrainians at that time, we're going to defend you. We're going to take care of you. And in the meantime, so they give up their weapons. What does the Democratic Party do to the Ukrainians? They stab them in the back. It's like Bill Clinton is the one that gave the North Koreans $6 billion to build a nuclear power plant, was supposed to be only for nuclear energy. Now these guys got nuclear warheads all over, and the guy's threatening us with an EMP. And that was Bill Clinton giving him the gyros and all that to steer the rockets. That was Slick Willie. Here, Slick Willie
yes.
got impeached.
Yeah.
And this whole thing about this impeachment was Trump is the payback for what they did to Slick Willie with Monica's dress. And the whole thing I keep telling your show and you all that listen is this is all about the immigration. They want to flood this country with another 50 million illegals. Michael, did you see the news on Breitbart and Matt Drudge today and One American News again today? You haven't read up on that yet? About the Africans on the border?
Yes.
Did you see the article today? Thousands of Africans on the border of Mexico trying to sneak
yes.
into the United States?
Yes.
How are they leaving from Africa to Mexico?
There's obviously somebody running a fleet of ships, you know, bringing them across. I mean, that's the only way they can get across is somebody's, you know, setting up these old defunct cargo ships or whatever, or maybe it's even a cruise ship because those have a finite lifespan past which they're still usable, but they just look deteriorated and run down, and especially in the cruise ship market, that's a negative. Anyway, listen, Tom, stay on the line. I got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder what's a guy on Main Street to do. I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Here, somebody in the email said that the person Tom was referring to that hung out with a young Bill Clinton was Bill Ayers. And this is going back a long, long time. I mean, I didn't really become active politically until the death of Vince Foster. And after that, it's not like I had much of a choice in the matter anyway. Apparently, there's already a violent protest going on between Antifa protesters and police outside Downing Street. And they're holding a blank Boris rally, as it were. All right, we're going to go back to Tom in Florida. And Tom, we were talking about the impeachment, the circus, how out of control the whole thing has become.
Yeah, Michael, but listen, I got to make a prediction for you. Next December, a year from now, remember I told you this, the EU is going to fold. It's going to collapse, literally going to crumble, because Germany is not going to be able to hold on.
I agree.
One year from today, you'll be on your show, and I remember I told you, I said, Mike, remember December, the EU is going down big time like a zeppelin. But let me tell you, Michael, getting back to what you were talking about, the Africans coming from Africa to Mexico, I'm only thinking there's only one way. I was looking at the shipping lanes. And going through the shipping lanes, they'd have to either go to Santo Domingo or Haiti, to get around, you know, of course, you got to go around Florida and maybe even Cuba. And you either go, maybe they stop off in Jamaica, and from Jamaica, they're taking them over to Mexico. Because I don't see how these Africans are getting over to the Mexican border unless maybe they fly over there. But if they take the shipping lane, that's a long shipping lane to go to get to Mexico from Africa. So maybe you're right. Maybe that's what they're doing. You're using these cargo ships to smuggle them in. But still, somebody's dropping the ball in Mexico knowing, hey, wait a minute, why are these people at this, coming through Mexico to the border, to go to the border of the United States? Something's terribly wrong. And you have a great caller that calls in all the time, Miles from Maine. The guy's great. I hope he calls in your show today, and I hope he talks about what's going on in Portland, Maine. Maybe Miles can give some insight to what's going on, to the rest of the callers, what's going on in the state of Maine, which Obama, Sortero, wanted to flood Maine, and he wanted to flood Minnesota to get these states totally blue. This is all what this Obama was doing, Sortero, is to turn these states totally blue because he knew he wanted to do Florida. He's trying to do all these other states, but the crackers here in the state of Florida said, heck no. And as far as something I got to address earlier, your man, he's a good man, but he's always hitting me. You know, Dustin, I want to say something. You know, you're talking about, I don't never say the Christians were angels or nothing, okay, the people who founded this country in Europe, okay? But let me tell you something. They did settle the West, okay? They did go fight for the Jews in Europe, okay, in Japan, okay? You need to go see the movie Midway, Dustin, to understand. Maybe you go see that movie and you'll have a better understanding of what Christian males really did do. We are the ones who actually helped save this world from Nazism and all communism, Bolshevikism. So, you know, he's hitting me all the time about the Christian males. And, hey, look, I'm not saying white people are perfect. I never professed to that. But I will say this. They've done a lot to make this the greatest country. This is the greatest country in the world and the world more safer place. If Dustin doesn't like him, why didn't he go to the Middle East and see if he liked living with Muslims or Hindus or Buddhists or, I mean, or look, you can go down to South America and you can go live with the communists. You can go to Cuba, you can go to Venezuela, you can go to Nicaragua. I mean, those countries are the reason they turned that way because they turned away from Christianity, especially in Cuba and Venezuela. They're turning away from Christianity. I can profess that because when you go to Cuba, there's plenty of churches, but guess what? You can't even go into churches. They got 99% of them are locked up with chains, even to this day. Or the people just don't want to go because they've been so dummy down.
Well, the church is in serious trouble, and it has to do, of course, with all the out-of-court settlements for the sexual abuse. And now they've been caught in an accounting scandal, which we're going to get to a little bit later in the show. Anyway, Tom,
I like Dustin to run for office in New Jersey, and I'll give him a donation. I mean, I'll give him flyers out. I'll put flyers. He should run for office and tell the people in New Jersey we're not working it up.
Tom, I want to throw some cold water on this friction between you and Dustin. I mean, you have two different points of view, and that's fine. And you have a First Amendment right to express that point of view. But, you know, let's not make it personal. Let's keep it civil and above board. Anyway, thank you for the phone call. We're going to let you go and switch over to Chance in West Virginia. Aloha, Chance. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, hello, Michael. You know, I'm surprised that people haven't heard about these illegals being brought across the ocean into Mexico. They're being brought by a plan called the United Nations Refugee Resettlement Program, which is financed by our State Department. It's another thing that Trump refuses to act on and put an end to. But I guess we don't have to worry because we have 69 miles of new wall, right? Is that what we're supposed to believe?
Yep.
Well, the UN Refugee Resettlement Program, that's what it's called, and it's financed by our State Department, and Trump's not doing a damn thing about it. I just figured I'd bring that to your attention. Thank you, Michael. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Thank you very much for the phone call. All right, so we're looking at the aftermath of the British election. It came as a shock to a lot of people. Hugh Grant had been out there canvassing with Labour and Liberal Democrat candidates during the campaign, trying to get his fans to vote to deny the Conservatives in marginal seats. It didn't work. And as the exit poll numbers started coming on in, and Corbyn's celebrity fans started crying into their almond milk lattes. Hugh Grant said, "There goes the neighborhood." And Piers Morgan led the onslaught, replying to Grant, "No, there goes your credibility. The British people listened to your democracy-wrecking garbage and told you to basically bugger off." Broadcaster further rubbed in the result by following up, "Congrats, Hugh Grant and Steve Coogan. You helped Boris get a landslide." All right, we're going to take another phone call. Richard in Illinois. Aloha, Richard. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, hello. Thank you for taking the call, Michael. I'm a long-time listener. I haven't called in a number of years, though. But I'm in Chicago, Illinois, mega city here. But I wanted to comment on the Trump executive order we were discussing this week. The Jews being declared a race as part of it, and then federally subsidized college campuses prohibiting criticism of Israeli actions or Israel, equating it with anti-Semitism. I don't know. I think perhaps it might be just to define the Jews as a race. I mean, the whole motive I can see there.
They're not really a race. I mean, you know, the world's Jewish population are the descendants of converts to Judaism. That came from other religions and other nationalities. The Ashkenazi were originally Central Asian. The Sephardic Jews are a blend of the original Hebrew and the Berbers. Just like that, they're all converts and descendants of converts. Okay, there is no such thing as a Jewish gene. There's a Jewish attitude that's hardwired into the religion. There is no Jewish gene. And that's why Trump's executive order doesn't really make any sense at all. He can't declare them a nationality because, I mean, they've got a nation. It's called Israel. But they're not a recognized race of people. There is no such thing as the Jewish race. It's a fantasy, a hallucination, you know, like much of what we think we know of World War II history.
Right. I understand that the Trump motive, as many have pointed out, labeling a race, it could be incorporated into the 1964 Civil Rights Anti-Discrimination Act. Of course, that protects based on race, color, or ethnicity, or nationality. I understand in Israel, I mean, for Israeli citizenship, they do DNA tests. I mean, being a convert to the Jewish religion doesn't qualify you. They do DNA tests. And, I mean, you're right that it isn't a race, but they look for a few varying genetic admixtures, which, I mean, although it's a combination of Asiatic and European. Some have more Spanish, some have more Khazarian, some have the Middle Eastern, but there's the Asiatic and European and varying blends. And so a few of these different admixtures, you know, they do look for a DNA test for Israeli citizenship. So, I mean, it is, though, definable, and they do look for those characteristics. And, I mean, well, Dustin referred to the concept of flip-flopping earlier. And, I mean, I don't know. I mean, Jews seem to, the Jewish people, I mean, a lot of times will flip-flop on the religion and race factor. I mean, Jewish lobby groups of all kinds and powerful Zionist oligarchs are for replacement-level immigration. And Barbara Spector, by the way, she referred to all of Europe, not just England, to no longer be white Europeans. And, I mean, these lobby groups and everything, they're for the far-left communist agenda, the anti-white agenda in media, entertainment industry, protected group legislation, either ethnicity or gender, et cetera, social media posting.
Yep.
I mean, there'll be a lot, you'll see a lot of times, I can't tell you how many times I'll notice, people on social media who are posing as white, yet spouting anti-white rhetoric, like demonizing the history of whites, the whole legacy of whites, and then it turns out that they're Jewish people. who are doing this, and you'll have a large percentage, if not the majority, of secular Jews in the U.S. Will still go to synagogue, and a lot of them will see it as a politics to some extent, identifying as Jewish sometimes. Because, example, like a great grandfather who was Jewish or something, you would never see that with any other religion. Someone saying, "Oh, you know, I had a great grandfather who was Hindu, so I'm a Hindi." You know, I mean, no, but so I mean, it's, you know, I mean, there is something to that, and I mean, the Big Ten schools, Ivy League schools, such as Harvard, the quotas for whites are generally filled by Jews. You see Jewish supremacy in their filling of the white quotas. As far as a lot of opportunities in college admission and in the employment industry, I mean, this whole evil white people sort of
well,
notion.
You see,
well, I mean,
Richard,
I know that,
Richard, Richard, let me cut in here for a little bit because the Israeli government and Zionists have always preferred that the issue of whether Jewishness is genetic or religion be left open so that they had the flexibility to jump back and forth depending upon what the immediate political expediency was going to be. They could be a religion when they needed to be a protected religion. They could be a race when they needed to be a protected race. And there are a lot of people in Israel who are saying that Trump's harebrained executive order is actually in the long run going to be much more harmful to Zionism and Israelis because it locks them into a particular interpretation of what Jewishness is. And it really wasn't well thought out. I think by and large, the world is pretty much going to ignore this EO, and they're just going to chalk it up to Trump wanting to prove to the Israel lobby that he's still their boy. So...
Right, right. I guess just the most important thing is, I mean, we do have, as I say, these all these quotas where people are counted as white that are very often filled by Jewish people. And I mean, there's a lot of demonization of whites, but it really isn't that fair. And they seem to, at least those in power, you know, I mean, these Zionist hardliners, these lobby groups, all are for this anti-white thing. I can't say that much about. I know there was aggression on both sides with the colonists and the American Indians, Native Americans, as they like to be called. But I mean, I know there was a lot of disease, lack of disease resistance from Europe, them dying, they didn't believe in land ownership.
Come to the point? You're kind of all over the place here, and I've lost track of what it is you're trying to say.
Well, all right, yeah. I mean, I guess I am going in a different direction. I was just trying to make some points on those various topics.
Okay, I mean, make points that support your major thesis. Don't just make points to make points.
Right. I guess also what, I don't know, I just do see a lot of, like, a guilt toward whites, and so some of that, at least, is shared by Judaic influences as well. I mean, I think Tom has a lot of hostility, perhaps, toward Dustin. Dustin seems to take on all the white guilt, and he doesn't see how actually maybe some of that is misplaced. I mean, like the Judaic slave ship, for example. You know, like 90%
okay,
or something
Richard,
owned by Jews.
Richard. Richard. Okay, the way that you speak to the public when you're on radio or on a podium or whatever, tell them what you're going to tell them, then tell them. Then sum up and tell them what you just finished telling. Don't just come on out there and say Judaism this and Judaism that, because you're going to, you know, we're all suffering fatigue from that. So thank you for the phone call.
Right.
We're going to let you go. We're going to switch over to Kevin in West Virginia. Kevin, we got a commercial break coming up. I may have to take you through what's on your mind.
I have a few things on my mind. I wanted to respond back to Tom. He was thinking of Bill Ayers with the Weatherman Underground Group. That was part of, you know, one of Obama's. Yeah, Bill Ayers, William Ayers, with the Weatherman Underground Group. There's a discussion arise over the weekend, and I've been thinking about it with me and a couple friends. We were talking about Judaism and Islam. You know, everybody gets mad about Islam with the whole genital mutilation, but Judaism gave us circumcision. So I'm confused why it's okay for one group, but the other group it's okay.
It is a double standard. And there are a lot of people who think that mandatory religious-based circumcision should be not available because it is a form of genital mutilation. And the way it's being practiced in many parts of the world, it actually contributes to the poor health of the infant child. Anyway, listen, Kevin, got to take a break for commercials. Stay on the line. I'm going to come back to you after these words from our sponsors.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations. A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're talking with Kevin in West Virginia, and we're talking about, well, just current events. Kevin, just sort of pick up from where you left off.
Well, I was talking about Islam. I do want to say that last song that brought us in from the break, that's a beautiful song.
Yes.
You know, it is a beautiful song. But I was, you know, just in my head and with some friends over the weekend, you know, talking about Islam and Judaism, you know, with the whole genital mutilation thing, you know, in my eyes, it's both wrong. And I think, you know, the kids, you know, they don't have a choice in the matter here. And I think, you know, I think they should. And it goes along with the whole transgender movement and everything too, that, you know, these kids at 3 years old, you know, I don't know if you know this or not, but John Hopkins is actually starting to do gender reassignment surgery on 3 year olds. You know, like a 3 year old, really?
That's child abuse. To me, that's child abuse.
Oh, it is. And I wanted to comment on this impeachment and the election for next year. I made statements to you before that we're being bamboozled, we're being shammed with this whole thing by the Democratic Party. And here's why I think this. Remember Hillary in 2016, they ran all these polls, and, you know, yes, it's in the bag for her. Well, I think the same thing's being played here, but it's, you know, Trump's, he's not going to be impeached. You know, as we're looking at this impeachment and realizing it's a sham, a scam, you know, they're going to use voter fraud. They're going to use that fractional magic that Beth Harris talks about with the voting machines. And as we're looking at all of this, they're going to steal it right from underneath of Trump in 2020.
Yes.
I think that's what I think is really going on.
No, Trump had 3 years to look at the issue of non-citizens being able to vote in this country, of the presence of so many illegal immigrants in this country to begin with, and the fact that our election system is a joke. It's seen as a joke by the rest of the world because it is so easy to rig.
Yeah, absolutely. And I got a lot of friends that don't live in the United States. You know, I talk to them overseas and everything. Everybody is laughing at us because this whole impeachment thing. We're a joke to the world. You know, Trump's going around saying how we're respected. We're a joke. This is making us look like the biggest joke on the planet.
Well, Trump is confusing being respected with being feared. And because of our military might and our clearly demonstrated willingness to use it at the thinnest of excuses, we are feared by the rest of the world. But that doesn't automatically map to respect.
Exactly. Well, you have a great day, Mr. Mike. That's all I wanted to talk about. And give Miss Claire the best.
I certainly will, and we're going to switch over to Greg in Wyoming. Aloha, Greg. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. I just, the old saying about history, those that don't learn from it are forced to relive it.
Yes.
I see it happening. You know, the Jews have been expelled from 109 countries. They're doing the same thing they're doing today.
Yeah, over the last 2,000 years, it's a repeating pattern. Anyway, Greg, we're going to let you go. We've got to take a break for station identification. Back with more phone calls after these few words.
Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store
or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.